I'm Erica.
And I'm Victoria.
And welcome to another episode of GC360, recorded right here at the Garden City, New York Media Studio. On this show, we chat about everything from community news in Garden City to common everyday topics such as business, finance, health, sports, relationships, education, and breaking news.
This episode is brought to you by Alliance Services, helping older adults to continue to live well and independent.
Today in the studio, we have our special guest, Laura Schaefer. She is the Nassau County Legislator for the 14th District, and she is here to talk to us about her role as a legislator. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate it.
So Laura, tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I am the legislator in the 14th District for 6 years now. Ran for re-election and won my fourth term.
Congratulations.
November, thank you. My district encompasses just about all of Garden City. It's the largest part of my district. And then I have all of Carle Place. I have some of Westbury where I live and where I grew up. I go then east, a little further east, to Hicksville, Bethpage. Mm-hmm. I have a little Plainview. I have a little Franklin Square. I have a lot of pockets of other areas.
My town, yeah.
Right, exactly.
You cover it all.
So wow. About 71,000 constituents.
Wow.
And I'm also an attorney, and happy to say I practice right in Garden City, right around the corner here, which is really nice because not only am I right here in an area where I represent, but I get to enjoy all that Garden City has to offer, which is great.
Which is definitely a lot. Great thing. Yeah.
For lunch, you know, all of the places right on 7th Street.
Yeah.
So it's
great
a good
community.
Place to be. Yes.
It is.
Absolutely.
So then tell us a little bit about what the role of a legislator is.
Okay. So I would say first and foremost, a legislator is a liaison to the community. Right, so I have all those constituents, and my job is to really be accessible to them and to be the person that they can come to or they can contact to reach the administration, you know, the highest level of government in the
it's
county.
It's a very important role.
Right,
so you help people like us, our voices to be heard.
Right, if there's an issue in your community, if there's something you want to know about, is something that there's a pothole that needs to be fixed, something that simple to, you know, what's happening with taxes, you can reach out to your legislator, your county legislator. And even if it's, you know, we like to be accessible to everybody for any reason. If a lot of people aren't sure who to reach out to for certain things. So we always say, you know, talk to us if there's something that you need.
Right.
If it's not my level of government, I'll send you to whoever it is. Mm-hmm. Or, we'll get them in touch with you. So that's a big part of it. That's the biggest part, I would say. And then also we deal with the county budget. We have to approve it, which is a big deal.
Yeah, that is.
You know,
that's
something we have to address.
Affects everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Every year, you know, there's a lot we do with that. We have to, you know, go through everything, every department, and we do what we can to try and make sure that we keep people's taxes lower.
Yeah, it's definitely positive.
Yeah, right. You know, it's important.
Yeah.
Public safety, you know, just different departments in the county that we oversee their budgets. You know, so public safety, Department of Health, things like that are something we also play a big role in.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so.
It's a lot of important stuff.
Yeah, really important stuff that you don't really think about all the time, but it is.
We have committees. I chair Planning, Development, and the Environment, so that's a great thing that I love to do because we can oversee what's going on and pass legislation that can benefit the community if need be. So we have hearings, too.
So community members could come to these and express their concerns.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
going
great.
On. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
So we do that because that's our job.
How often do you guys have hearings?
It varies. We've already had two or three this year, so
that's great.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty frequent.
Depends on what the issues are, you know, that are important to people. So we just try and keep our pulse on the community. And if necessary, have a hearing so people can speak their mind about different things.
I think that's great. We were talking about earlier. It's really important for community members to feel like they can
be heard. That's like really important.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very important to me. So
because
if you can't talk to me and we can't fix problems together, why am I here?
Yeah. You're representing us. Right. So we want
exactly.
to feel that connection.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
great. Well, Laura, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about the role and explaining all of that. I'm sure that a lot of people watching are going to want to know how to get in touch with you. So how can they do that?
Okay, so if you're on Facebook, I have a Facebook page which has everything I'm doing, everything I already did, you know, any upcoming events, we put that on there.
Laura Schaefer.
Right, you can just really probably search Laura Schaefer, you'll get Facebook, you know, locations to go to. Then also we have a county page, so Nassau County Legislature or just Nassau County. Again, if you search, you'll get that page as well.
Great,
and
got
that
it.
Has more government issues, you know, that are going on and things you can look into there.
Easy access.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, and then you can always email my office, lschafer@nassaucountyny.gov, or you could call my office directly.
Great.
Perfect.
So I think we'll be, you know, providing people with that information as well.
Great. Very easy to get in contact, which is really good.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yes. Thank you so much, Laura.
Yes,
my
thank
pleasure.
You.
Thank
and
you.
Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to Garden City 360, and we will see you next time.
Interested in sponsoring an episode of GC360?
Just email us at info@gcnym.com.